Yeah, no, there was definitely some damage. You know, we had that first one that went through. Boy, hopefully my timeline's correct, but you know, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, three and a half. And then we had that second one come through kind of unexpectedly overnight. That was a week after that, roughly. And so, you know, kind of similar trajectory or pattern that you know the derecho in 2020 had. It seems like those winds coming from northwest Iowa to southeast Iowa, you know, that's kind of where the area that was hit. And so, you know, that first one that went through, you know, we kind of lucked out, I think, because it was still, you know, the sun was still out. You know, we were close to dark. You know, it was later in the daytime when that wind came through. And you know, that's always a good thing because you know, there's less trigger pressure in a plant when the sun's out. And so when that second one came through unexpectedly at you know, during the night, we saw a little bit more green snap because, you know, simply because there's more trigger pressure in a plant at night when those stomata are closed. And so that was a little bit more damaging. But there were areas, you know, as you get further northwest in the state where that first storm, you know, definitely impacted some corn. But the good thing, you know, there was a lot of lodging. And so, you know, we were early enough in the developmental stages that, you know, that corn stood up pretty well.